Welcome to show number 247 with my guest, Joy Peterson.
I'm looking at ancestral programming, karma, and limiting beliefs. The results that they get may not be what they prefer. So I'm looking at correcting what they prefer.
This is Conscious Millionaire, the podcast for you, the conscious entrepreneur who wants to turn your six-figure business into seven figures so you positively impact more people and achieve financial freedom. Join us Monday through Friday with your host, business coach, marketing expert, and best-selling author, J.V. Crum III.
Hello, this is your coach, J.V. Crum III, and welcome to the show from where ever you're listening around the globe. And a special shout out to our listeners and friends in Lakeland, Florida and Norway. Now get ready, because the next 30 minutes is going to provide you with actionable coaching that can change your business and life. And if this is your first time listening, welcome to the show. And if you're a loyal listener, thank you for being a member of our listening community. Now be sure to check out my new health reality show with expert interviews on how busy entrepreneurs can achieve optimum health and fitness. Just go to ConsciousMillionaireHealth.com to learn more or download it at iTunes or Stitcher. I have an exciting show lined up for you today because our featured guest is an expert intuitive business healer, and we'll be discussing how your subconscious and your business success are inextricably intertwined. She founded Express Success to help people overcome their struggle for success. She discovered she had spiritual gifts that help reveal the hidden blocks to achieving more effortless success. Using spiritual healing, she's able to release the cause and contributing factors to achieve success quicker and easier. My guest today is Joy Peterson. Joy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, you know, you and I met in Tampa. You live in Lakeland. My aunt lives in Lakeland. It's a really small world. And what I'd like to do is ask, who are you in your own words? That was your formal introduction, but how do you see yourself?
Well, I've discovered that I had certain internal gifts that have given me the opportunity to connect with business owners all over the world via the telephone. And as an intuitive, I'm able to tune into them, their soul, and the soul of their business, and using spiritual healing, I'm able to both identify the hidden causes of their challenges and then clear them so they achieve more effortless success, both personally and in business.
And what is the specific difference that you focus on?
Well, I'm looking at ancestral programming, karma, and limiting beliefs that both the owner would have, individuals within a company might have, and then, of course, the soul of the business takes on the elements of the owner primarily and what that business is exposed to. So it's their energies, their thoughts, all of this is able to attract the results that they receive. However, the results that they get may not be what they prefer. So I'm looking at, you know, correcting what they prefer.
And it sounds like there's an alignment piece here as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's about getting all the pieces aligned. And, you know, I'm imagining you might be listening to this, and this might be kind of new material. You might be going, well, you know, maybe I can get that I have a soul. Maybe that makes sense. But what do you mean by the soul of a business? So, Joy, when you say the soul of a business, what are you talking about?
Everything that exists in the world has a soul, really. And if the person who created anything is connected to source when they create it, that, even if it's an inanimate object, also has a soul. That soul can actually help attract business as well.
So what are some of the things that can get in the way so that an entrepreneur is not attracting the business, even though they're saying to themselves, I want more business?
Subconscious fears, fear of success, fear of failure. They may have had a previous failure and they are hesitant to do it again. So they say they want it, but then they're afraid. They don't want to lose what they lost before. They may have limiting beliefs from what their ancestors taught them or cultural limitations, and we identify those and remove them. And most of those are on the subconscious, where they either don't know what they are themselves, or they know what their limitations are, but they don't know how to release it themselves.
So, for instance, I'm trained in NLP. I'm trained in Psych-K, so that's an energy psychology. What is the difference between, say, those approaches to changing beliefs, because there are techniques you can use there, and what you're talking about?
Well, I can connect with the subconscious directly, or someone's inner child, and find out what is blocking them. And then I use spiritual healing to just shift it.
So if somebody's not familiar with spiritual healing, can you tell us give us even an example? What does that mean?
Well, there's always a spiritual component. To everything, there's a spiritual, mental, physical, and emotional component. When you work on the spiritual level, you release things more on a causal level. Even if there's a challenge in the physical, it helps release the physical even easier.
And what are some of the things that you do? I mean, can you give us an example of or maybe just a case that you worked on?
Yes, I have a company that I was working with, one of the executives in charge of the sales team, and they had a transaction with a major corporation that was stuck. And what I did is I intuitively looked at every component that was going on and realized that the transaction was stuck in the legal department. I could tune into the attorneys in that department and release what was holding up the project there. And I could clear with all of the people along the path of this transaction, including all contractual issues, everyone involved. We want to release all karma between all people that are party to a transaction. And once everything was cleared up, the transaction went through effortlessly and the company made more money than they've ever made in a transaction.
And I'm curious, when you're working with a client or working with a company, is this an ongoing relationship that you have, or do you come in just for like there's a crisis moment or there's a certain thing that's not working and you work on that one piece?
I have weekly clients, and then I also have on an as-needed basis.
So you work in both ways.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just personally curious, what are some of the areas that you most enjoy working on?
That's a good question. I love getting people unstuck. When I work with people, sometimes they've gone out and just made more money the next day. Sometimes it takes a little while. They have more confidence. And I just love to see people transform. It's very rewarding. But it's anybody that has a company, that company is a reflection of them. And I love when I get the stories back about, you wouldn't believe it, I just walked in the door and I get people calling me for business where I never had that happen before. So it happens more effortlessly. And people are really excited about it, and it's very rewarding.
So you have gifts, and you use those specific gifts in the way that anyone who has gifts would. And everybody listening, what I want to be really clear about is you also have gifts. We all have gifts. And I think in the Conscious Millionaire Path, what we're really doing is identifying our gifts, identifying our purpose, and putting them into a highly viable business model that's going to be very successful for us, because it allows us to attract the right clients, make a positive difference for them, and achieve the financial rewards that we're wanting. So we get all of those pieces. Is there a technique you might be able to share with anybody listening so that they could go practice something about clearing their life?
Well, I don't know about clearing their life as much as if people drop from their head and into their heart.
Okay.
They can access infinite intelligence from there. What happens is people are making decisions based on their past when they're thinking. And they're also engaging other people who are using their thinking brain and relying on their past in order to make decisions. If they go into their heart, they can access infinite intelligence and thereby have infinite intelligence say yes or no or do this or that. And it's more divinely guided for what is purposeful for all concerned, and it becomes easier to succeed more effortlessly.
So then what is something that anybody listening could do to begin to move from the head space to the heart space?
It's really just the changing the focus. Put the focus in the chest. Look, you know, actually may look down. They have to relax their jaw. If they're not clenching your teeth, it's easier to relax. And just focus on the heart area. And it's not as easy as you would imagine. Some people have a lot of difficulty with it. But the more practiced someone becomes in going into their heart for infinite intelligence, the easier it becomes.
Well,
it's like any muscle.
Right. And I've noticed myself, meditation sometimes gets me more into a heart space.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, for example, I'm holding my hand over my heart, and that connects me more to my heart space. So those kinds of techniques can help someone get into that heart space. And I think when we get there, we feel more compassion. We feel more, interestingly enough, more mindfulness, more awareness of what's going on in the world around us as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm thinking about the Heart Math Institute because I use a lot of visualization. I have a Conscious Millionaire visualization process in chapter 2 in my book. And the Heart Math Institute has identified that our heart energy puts out 5,000 times more energy than our mind, and yet most people are taught, for example, to visualize mentally only, and yet it's when you put your whole heart into it that really something is going to happen. It seems like there's a connection between that and what you're talking about.
Yes, definitely.
What do you think are some of the biggest challenges most business owners have that this type of work would be useful for? So if we could kind of list out some of those.
Well, most people call me about money issues. They're blocked on receiving money. They're not making enough money. They do all the right things, but the money doesn't come in. They have client issues. They even feel blocked. They don't know what that is. They can't put their finger on it. They just know it's not flowing.
And then by helping them flow more, then it allows them not only to receive, but it allows them, I would assume, also to give into the world in a different way.
Absolutely. They become more true to who they really are, expressing their own gifts. And all of it is really by letting go of the things that no longer serve you. And then it's becoming more your authentic self, expressing the gifts that you have innately.
And we were talking right before we went to the show, that authentic self is really an expression of being more now, right now in the present.
Yes.
Because that's where we really access all of this. But Joy, I think this is a fascinating conversation, and I'm really looking forward to the next section where we're going to do the conscious questions. I want to take a moment to speak with you one-on-one. You know, I've built and sold companies, made millions of dollars, and mentored and coached entrepreneurs from startup to multiple seven figures. Here's what I've learned. If you've been in business for 2 years or longer, then one of these three situations probably describes you. First, you're still struggling. Second, you've had some good successes, and I want to congratulate you for that. Yet now you feel stuck. You're just not sure which steps to take next. Or third, you're doing well, and now you're ready to double or triple your business, and it's important for you to get the right coaching and guidance so that you get fast results and avoid needless pitfalls. If any of these three situations describes you, I'd like to offer you a complimentary 20-minute Conscious Millionaire Strategy session with me. Every week, I have a limited number of spaces available for these sessions. So apply today. Go to ConsciousMillionaireCoaching.com. Again, that's ConsciousMillionaireCoaching.com. Welcome back. We're here with our guest, Joy Peterson, who is an expert intuitive business healer. But before we go to the questions, I want to congratulate you for showing up today and listening to the Conscious Millionaire podcast, because this is your next step on your own path to becoming a conscious millionaire, to building your 6 or 7 figure business that will allow you to get your gift, your message out into the world, make the positive difference that you're on earth to make while also achieving financial freedom. And because we want to make a big impact in the world as well, I would sincerely appreciate it if you would tell one other entrepreneur today about the Conscious Millionaire podcast. I'll appreciate it, and I think they will as well. Well, Joy, as you've clearly identified, we don't start out as entrepreneurs and everything's just a straight line to success. There's all kinds of things that's going to happen. I describe it as being on a roller coaster, because even if we have a plan for our day, we can wake up and we can find that we're going up, we're going down, we're going left, we're going right. And many times as entrepreneurs, for us to put ourselves out there and try things, we have goals and a specific result we want to achieve, and we fail completely. We don't get to that result. But it's a lot of times from that failure that greater success comes. Can you share some failure you had, what you learned from it, and how it's helped you become more successful?
Well, I think it, not one particular failure as much as a general lesson I think I received, which is to trust my own gut guidance. Because when I didn't get as good results. If I was operating from my head and basing my decisions on what I think versus what I feel in a gut level, I was usually wrong. And when I followed my gut, it was spot on.
Right. And I have found that as well. And it's where I came to my own personal motto of trust perfect timing, which to me is about trust being in that perfect moment and authentic and listening to yourself. And, you know, as an entrepreneur, I think it's one of the hardest things you might find yourself doing, because you can be really scared you're going to make the wrong step. And that's completely understandable, because I think we all have had that experience. And so you want to listen to the advice of other people. But when everything's said and done, this is your journey. And there is no person on the face of the earth who can really determine the next step on your journey but yourself. And it's learning to build trust with yourself. And I think a lot of being in the present and being authentic and being intuitive is about building trust with ourselves.
Absolutely.
Well, you are constantly mentoring other entrepreneurs. That's what you do for a living. Could you share 3 golden nuggets that you would tell any entrepreneur to help them become more successful?
Well, part of it I mentioned earlier, but first, it's really living in the present moment, which you also mentioned, accessing that infinite knowing from your heart, not your head, and then acting on the inspiration you receive. Often we get the inspiration and then don't act on it. And what happens in the universe is it's a constant flow. So what's true for you in one moment may not be the next. So it's really important to act on the inspiration when you receive it. But you don't even get the inspiration if you're in your head. It's really coming from when you're in your heart.
I love that. And so, you know, you and I, everybody, in order to build our businesses, we've got to have leads. But I call it your right leads. And I look at it in 2 ways. One, at any time, you're providing a specific type of solution. The right lead for you is the person who's looking right this moment for that specific solution. However, there's another side to right lead. And I believe that we're all here with a particular purpose, and there's certain people that we're meant to work with. And so it's also about bringing in the leads that are right for us to be working with. How do you bring in those leads on a constant basis?
Well, the people just show up, and all of my clients have the same MO. It turns out they're old souls with a high purpose and they have some blocks they need clearing. And I started this business because I saw people were struggling and I wanted to help them so they weren't suffering, and learned about the law of attraction. And when I applied the law of attraction, intentionally got great results. When I taught it, people got great results. And then I realized all of us had blocks in one place or another. So when you remove those blocks, the law of attraction is in place automatically, and then you can attract the perfect and right opportunities and people to you. So I'll give you a quick example. I was just down in Key West, and I was inspired to go to breakfast. From breakfast, I see this gallery. I went into that gallery, and I met a woman who became my new client. And it was all by inspiration. And I did nothing to intentionally go get that woman as a client. It just flowed.
So there was a synchronicity that was going on.
Exactly.
Right. And so is there a book that you would recommend? A business, personal growth, spiritual book for entrepreneurs?
Well, the book I channeled, Wisdom of the Guardian, is a very succinct book that elaborates on how to change your life. And it gets into all aspects of life and a philosophy that addresses some of this and then some of the natural laws of the universe. And I found it very useful myself.
Joy, what does conscious mean to you?
Being aware and being present in the moment.
And is there a cause you'd like to give a shout out to?
Well, I would love to support Running on Love. Runningonlove.org is a charitable organization where you run on love and you can support whatever charity you have an interest in.
Yeah, I love that. So different people could be in the same race.
Correct.
But they're all supporting different charities.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea. I love that. This is the first time I've heard of that. We will put a link to that on our show notes. And to remind you, in order to get the show notes, just go to consciousmillionairepodcast.com. Put in Joy, J-O-Y. It'll bring up Joy Peterson. Click on that and it'll take you to the show notes. You'll have all the ways you can get in touch with Joy. You'll have her website, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. And you're also going to have a link to this gift that Joy is about to give you. Joy, what is the gift that you have for everybody listening today?
I have a bundle that includes meditation, and they can receive it at expresssuccess.net/gifts.
And again, we'll have that at consciousmillionairepodcast.com. You might be actually at the gym or driving. You can't write it down. But you can always get the show notes from every show by going to consciousmillionairepodcast.com. Put in the first or the first and last name of the show guest. And we have a list on that page of all the show guests that we've ever had. So you can go through that, get ideas of people that you might want to listen to, and go to their show note page. It'll give you the audio, all the information about them. Joy, thank you so much for being our featured guest today.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Conscious Millionaire Podcast. This is JV, and I want to thank you again for listening to the Conscious Millionaire Podcast. Each episode, I strive to make it better and better to bring you the highest quality conscious business coaching. If you've been in business for 2 years or longer and are ready to go to your next level, whether you're still struggling, feel stuck and not sure what to do next, or you're doing well, but now you want to double or triple your business, I want to offer you a complimentary 20-minute Conscious Millionaire Strategy Session with me. To apply, go to ConsciousMillionaireCoaching.com. Again, that's ConsciousMillionaireCoaching.com. Thanks again for listening today. I look forward to connecting with you on the next Conscious Millionaire Podcast.